This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday South Korea would be making a big mistake if it decides to supply arms to Ukraine and that Moscow would respond to such a move in a way that would be painful for Seoul. Putin, who was speaking at a news conference in Vietnam, was reacting to a report from Yonhap News earlier on Thursday, which said South Korea would review the possibility of supplying weapons to Ukraine after Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a mutual defense pact a day earlier. A U.S. military official said on Thursday the American-built pier in Gaza has unloaded aid again after breaking apart in rough seas. AP correspondent Haya Bandwani reports.
The official said the pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday. The pier project has cost the U.S. at least $230 million and was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. Aid groups have decried the pier as a distraction that took pressure off Israel to open more border crossings. Land border crossings are far more productive at bringing aid into Gaza, where Palestinians are facing widespread hunger. I'm Haya Bandwani.
Israel has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but a declared tactical pause has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations said on Thursday a persistent breakdown in law and order has rendered the aid route unusable. Thousands of truckloads of aid are piled up at the Kerem Shalom crossing. Groups of armed Palestinians are regularly blocking convoys, holding drivers at gunpoint, and rifling through their cargo, according to two UN officials. This is VOA News.